storms, and rain chances get better on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Selma man is behind bars accused of abusing his 11-month-old daughter. Police say 26-year-old Anthony Portis is charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. The child was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, spinal damage, and brain trauma. Portis is now in the Dallas County Jail without bond. There is now an $11,000 reward for any information on the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Authorities say she was found shot inside her home on Hall Street on July 21st. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Montgomery police are investigating a late-night shootout. They say a man was shot in the 5900 block of Oakley Road Tuesday night. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening. Police have not made any arrests in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Police in Philadelphia engage in a gunfight with at least one, possibly multiple shooters barricaded inside a residential building.
Deepening fears the economy could be weakening. The Dow plunging more than 800 points.
On the subject of abortion, Republican Representative Steve King of Iowa offered a theory about all of mankind.
What if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled those people out that were products of rape and incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that?
The lawyer for the man who is accused of body slamming a boy for not removing his hat for the national anthem says his client struggles with impulse control.
Protesters are gathered in front of the federal courthouse in Pasadena, California, over the Trump administration's efforts to strip temporary protected status from hundreds of thousands of people.
A man who got arrested after walking through Missouri Walmart, heavily armed, says he didn't mean to cause a panic, but that was poor timing on his part.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up, Thursday. Reminder, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. By the way, Fresh Market has got the beef tenderloin premium on sale for $9.99 a pound, the prime beef tenderloin for $16.99 a pound. Now, let me tell you something. Mike the Butcher and I have become good friends.
I believe it.
And you know why?
Oh, you like that?
There you go. I like that. It. He told me that they are actually losing money. This is below their cost that they're paying for the meat. So $9.99 a pound, beef tenderloin, this is like, think of filet mignon. It's just a gigantic cut filet. And, you know, they run 5-6 pounds. But I think what I'm going to do is talk to my brother and say about getting one and splitting it and then freezing it, because they are great for Christmas and special family kind of get-togethers, or you really want to impress somebody. Or maybe get the whole thing myself, eat one, freeze one. If I feel greedy.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I would go with the greedy route. I'll be the little devil on your shoulder if you like.
They've got the colossal shrimp for $12.99 a pound. They've got the wild shrimp for $7.99 a pound. That's $7 off. And on the closest one, it's normally $19.99, but $12.99.
I didn't make it there last night. I was here longer than I expected. It just got too long in the day, but I think I got time tonight. So those colossal shrimp, at that price point, that's a deal.
Now, I tell you what, because you can just get a couple of them and have a meal in itself, as they would say. Okay, let me see the clips here so I can get back into our rhythm here. Yeah. Stephen King, congressman from Iowa, who got basically yanked, he lost his committee assignment. What's the value of a member of Congress that doesn't sit on a committee? Very low. This guy's stock just went down further.
And I know what he's about to say. And if I was the little devil, even if I was the little devil on his shoulder, I'd be like, Steve, don't say it.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's do this. Let's play what he said isolated first, and then we'll play the story about it.
All right, I held the ground on principle. Maybe we could have gotten that to the floor if I compromised. It wasn't going to move through the Senate anyway, but we still stand on these principles alive. And since then, I started to think, we know the reasons why we don't accept exceptions, for the most of us, for rape and incest, because it's not the baby's fault. But there's another thing. I started to wonder about this. What if it was okay, and what if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled those people out that were products of rape and incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that, considering all the wars and all the rape and pillage that's taken place and whatever happened in culture after society? I know I can't certify that they're not part of a product of that, and I'd like to think every one of the lives of us are as precious as any other life, and that's our measure. Human life cannot be measured. It is the measure itself against which all things are weighed.
So he's basically saying if you didn't include the, if you took out all the rape and incest babies that are out there, you wouldn't have a population.
Well, no doubt human history is, you know, we're bathed in blood and unnecessary sacrifices and war and rape and pillage, but really?
I'm not sure if incest and rape babies are the bulkhead of the population.
I guess, was he going to go on to cite the Khans and, like, the Mongols sweeping over half the earth?
Just unbelievable. Let's go to the phones, let's go to Bill, and then we'll get into the story of this. Bill, welcome aboard the Damo Ship.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
You're talking about... I'm great. You're talking about committing political suicide?
Yeah?
This guy, of all the things he could say, that was probably the least one that he needed to use. I have no idea what his thinking was, but I think he was in the position of not thinking at all.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Someone who thinks like that and is so freewheeling that they would say that tells me they're just not a very smart person.
Yeah, that's what I say. I have no concept of what point he could have been trying to make to have said that. But y'all were talking earlier about the political race here in Montgomery.
Yeah.
Primarily for mayor. And I heard Artur on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think Artur is a very likable guy. But at the end of the day, at the end of everything he says, I think he's wanting to check a box so that he can run for governor. And I'm just not sure that I want a mayor that wants to be mayor because he wants to put a check in that box so he can go a different direction.
So if Artur's not your candidate, who is your candidate?
You know, there's two or three of them that I think make good points. And then there's seven or eight of them that you really want to go, really? That's what you got? I would say probably right now, David Woods, and it's because I know his family.
Mm-hmm.
That I believe he would do a good job. You know, I wanted to like the general, but I just can't put a whole lot of stock in some of the things he says, because I realize he probably wasn't thinking when he said he was the commandant at Maxwell, when he really probably meant he was probably the highest ranking officer on base. But the fact that he kind of misled people, because I don't think he was ever named commandant. But that's kind of the only thing.
I'll have to look that up. I mean, there is a commandant position there, but so you're saying he was not named there? That
I don't think so. Not from some of the people, and I've got a lot of military guys that I go to church with at Church of the Highlands, and several of them I've asked, was he ever named interim commandant? And you know, some of the ones that have been there a while seem to think that he was. I think what he should have said was he was the high, when the commandant left, he was the highest ranking officer on base.
Well, I'm going to look it up for you to see what it says.
Okay. I hope you'll share that with us, because if I'm wrong, I apologize for saying it on the air, but I'm not military, but those guys are.
Well, I appreciate the telephone call. We'll look it up for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's play the story, Ed O'Keefe on Stephen King from the great state of Iowa.
House Republican leaders are condemning comments again from one of their own this morning. Iowa Congressman Steve King, speaking before a conservative group in his state yesterday, he defended his call for a ban on all abortions. He asked how many humans would be on Earth today if it were not for those conceived through rape and incest.
What if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled those people out that were products of rape and incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that?
Ed O'Keefe is on Capitol Hill. Ed, what are Republicans saying about his comments this time? I have to say, it's pretty jaw-dropping.
Yeah, well, Gail, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is criticizing the comments, and so are other party leaders. This isn't the first time they've had to do so. King has represented Northwest Iowa in Congress since at least 2003, and long has been considered the most anti-immigrant lawmaker in Congress. He made the comments about abortion Wednesday while defending an anti-abortion bill he's written that would not allow exceptions for rape or incest. Earlier this year, Republican leadership stripped King of committee assignments after the New York Times quoted him as saying, "White nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization." How did that language become offensive? King says he was misquoted. Congressman Steve Scalise, the number two House Republican, said in a statement that King's comments on rape and incest are wrong and offensive and underscore why we removed him from his committees. And the Iowa Republican Party called King's comments outrageous and not reflective of the party's views. But King is still a member of Congress and said yesterday he has no plans to step down. It would take a vote of two-thirds of his fellow members of Congress to expel him from the House, but there are no plans to do that.
That was Ed O'Keefe, the political guy, and this is one of those things that they need to beat him in a primary, because they will hang this around them. Or the best thing would happen if Steve King would say, "I'm not going to run."
And, you know, how do you go from making the point that the baby, a child conceived in a horrible way, is still not guilty for the sins of the father? And no child is guilty of the sins of the father or the mother. And how do you go from making that serious point, which is a deep one, to now let's wax poetic and say, what if rape and incest were all right? No, Steve, stop. It's not all right. Give me a break.
Well, again, this is not about... It was the concept of what he was saying just tells me he's not that smart of a guy. And when you come across the fool, it's not that what he's saying was bad. What he said was stupid. It just didn't make any sense. It's nonsensical. So we'll see what happens. Joni, did I do it right?
It's either Joni or Johnny, but I can't hear half the time.
Eh? Joni or Johnny?
It's Joni.
Hey, Joni, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good.
I'm just responding to the last caller that said General Crow was not commandant of Maxwell.
Yep.
And he actually was commandant of the Air War College for a short period. He was on orders, and because I worked at the Air War College, so it was just a short period between commandants. But he was at the senior service school at Maxwell.
I just picked that up from his the United States Air Force bio on him.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. I'm really not following the mayor's race, but I did hear that, and I did want to clarify that he was commandant of the Air War College at Max.
Do you?
Now, not as,
go ahead. No, you go ahead.
It wasn't of Maxwell Air Force Base, but it was one of the schools out of Maxwell.
Okay. Do you still work out at Maxwell?
No, I retired about a year and a half ago.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Are you enjoying retirement?
I love it. I was out there 40 years, so...
Oh, my gosh.
I was ready.
I didn't know they hired 9-year-olds out of Maxwell, Joey.
I wish that was the case, but no.
Well, congratulations on your retirement. So what is your favorite thing to do while you're retired?
Watching my grandson.
Oh, I like that. I hear that kind of stuff a lot. A lot of people say I retired, and matter of fact, we had a caller that said this, but I had a client that said this recently, is that when my kids were growing up, I didn't feel that I spent enough time with them because I was starting my new business and my new career, and we just, you know, I was trying to build up so that I could take care of them. And said, now I've made it, I'm retired, so I'm spending all my time with my grandchildren that I possibly can so they can, I can get closer with them. And so that's what people tell me, they love being with their grandchildren.
Yeah, well, he's 20 months old, and I watch him 3 days a week. His mom's a nurse, and 3 days a week is good because he wears me out. But
there
I'm enjoying
go.
Every minute of it.
Yeah, we don't realize our age until we get around really young kids.
That's true. Well, thank you very much. I just heard that, and I wanted to clarify because General Crowell is a really good guy, and I didn't want anything.
You see the debate last night?
No, I sure didn't. I sure didn't.
Do you vote in Montgomery?
Yes, I did.
Who are you supporting for mayor, if you don't mind me asking?
I am not sure at this time.
Ooh, what are your choices between?
I really don't know, to be honest.
Uh-oh. Well, you don't have long to. You got 12 days to figure it out.
I know. Well, I think General Crowell's definitely in the running because I know him personally. So, I'm not sure.
Well, I appreciate the telephone call, and I hope you make a good decision there.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. NewsHour 93.1, the MR Show will be back. Hey, did I mention that any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing? Joni, even you can. You can call back and get in on the drawing. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. We'll do that drawing tomorrow.
Lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive and Road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way, help you ride on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace, help you ride on by.
The Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. And if you're looking to enhance your ride's appearance, look no further. Right now, buy 2 select Griot's Garage Tire and Wheel products and save $5. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Do it right to keep your landscape in shape. Lowe's is here to help with everyday low price savings and the tools and supplies you need to make it happen. For a lawn that's a cut above the rest, pick up a Craftsman 20-volt cordless string trimmer for just $99. And step up your curb appeal with red, black, or brown premium mulch, just $3.66 a bag. The color is guaranteed to last an entire year. Whatever you need to get a landscape you're proud of, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Good evening, fellas.
Randall, how close do you live to Newton Park?
I'm a pretty good way from that.
Okay.
I'm on up in the country from that.
Okay.
And tell you the truth, when I saw the picture and saw the tennis court and I ain't never heard of Newton Park, I'm like, crap, I need to get out more. I mean, I didn't even know probably had a tennis court that wasn't at the country club, much less a place called Newton Park that I ain't never heard of. I was like, good Lord, I need to get out more. I'm telling you, I was blown away by that today. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. And it goes to show you get too caught up in I guess what you call it, international politics or everything that ain't local, and then you forget your home and what it's all about and kind of how the marriage race is getting going. Like the last lady saying, you know, that Ed's a friend and she's going to vote. You know, I ain't saying that's who she, you know, I mean, she didn't say who she's voting for, but that he's a friend and that's he was a leave because he's a friend. That's that small town kind of stuff. That's why small town never get big, because you always vote for the friend. Please don't do that. And I got to say, a lot of people leaving love out, and he had some good comments. And one thing that stood out about him is that he actually thanked WSA for having them on. Everybody else was looking at it like it was something they had to be at, you know. And he's the only person that thanked them, thanked the host, you know, for having him and having that thing put together.
Love was the most pleasant surprise to me. And he was very skilled. He'd obviously someone had worked with him. He was very thoughtful in his answers and very precise.
Yes, sir. And what, you know, and I don't know, it just, I can tell you the biggest problem was, is that it's too easy to qualify to become mayor. That was relevant last night. You can't worry about who's going to win the internet line, and then the real truth and the real problems get lost in the distance. You know, what can be fixed get lost behind somebody talking about legalizing weed and like chicken. I mean, that was, you know, that's what everybody thinks right now. It's a joke. I mean, and it really ain't. It's something that's not funny, and it's something that everybody needs to know about. I tell you the reason I had called your show up is because you cover so many points. People need to know what goes on at night. But they got where they don't want to listen because they lie to so much. They get lied to, so they turn the TV off and they turn to you. And every call wastes time, in my point, to you going over what went on the night before and you bringing it to light what really happened. And like last night, what really happened ain't going to get brought to light because the funny stuff, the sad stuff is what gets put up first. And it's just, I'm heartbreaking because I do live, and it does matter who is Mayor Montgomery to proud for. It matters to Millbrook, and it matters to Pike Road. And we just because we can't vote for it don't mean we don't need to watch every chance we get. And to the man who says that about he brought his kids into it, like, last night might have been a perfect time because, I ain't gonna lie, I took my daughter to the state house, and you know, in the Senate part, it was all serious and church time. And the house part, you know, it was all coffee and let's laugh. I mean, and she saw both sides and saw how, you know, some people ain't serious and some people are. And last night, your kids got to see it right from the truth. I mean, who's serious about what's going on and who was stumbling and just trying to come up with something to say just because it was on TV. It just, I'm really just thought of last night, man. It hurts to see that the good folks are getting pushed to the back because of the jokes that's carried on. I just hope everybody sees through it, and I hope they can make it where it's so hard to become mayor that if somebody does become mayor, it's going to make a difference regardless of what happens or what don't happen.
Well, it is hard to become mayor. The thing is, it's not hard to become a candidate.
Yes, that's what I meant. I meant qualified.
And what happens is what you're doing is you're running for mayor by putting your money in and getting the petition signed, and you're getting a form. The people are giving you a form to go talk to folks, and people are using that. I wish there was a way that you could cut that down where you have more serious people that you're giving the forms to. For example, talk radio, if there were four candidates, it would have been a perfect place for Montgomery to hear four candidates, you know, and what they believed in running for office. And maybe doing a quick pick primary would be the way to do it, where you go through actually, you know, a quick pick primary, and then you do a runoff, and then if you don't get 50% of the vote, it gets down to two.
I got you. So, like, what would qualify as a quick pick? How would you figure that part out?
What you do is you would qualify the same as you qualify now, but what you do is you'd have an election and not a whole bunch of forms and things like that. If somebody's got something to bring to the table, they bring it to the table. If they don't, then they better get out and knock on doors and not use formats and forms. Then you get four candidates, and then you have a primary with those four candidates. If nobody gets 50% of the vote, you go down to two, and then you get one after that.
Yes. I say love, and I have to say Reed kind of stick out, but love Reed, and I know Felder's young, and he's going to, I mean, if you look at it from, well, I was trying to look at it from a bunch of different angles, but Felder's going to stick out to a lot of people's mind because he was young and had some different, you know, different, the way he talked was just a little different. I don't know if he come across.
Was Felder
like
the correctional officer guy?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. That's him. It's sure him. But anyway, just that he was speaking a little different, and he kind of stuck out in a different way to me. But love and Reed, you know, and of course people are going to say Fox dude. I mean, his picture's been blasted for 3 years, you know, across TV. I mean, you automatically, it's going to be hard to, you know, beat his name ID off the top, you know, so. All right, man, Dan, I show up, man. I enjoy every call. I enjoy everything. It's just, I don't want you to think I ain't been calling you just because
I know you don't like me anymore.
No, it's just that I tell people, y'all gotta, you turn CNN off, you can turn Fox off, and you listen to Dan, he's gonna show you what highlights there, and he's gonna show you, you know, the parts they cut off, and he's gonna show you where you lied at. But you can't do that if I'm over here talking to you for 3 minutes. You ain't gonna get through all of it, I promise you. But, all right, bro, love you.
Thanks, Wendell.
Love you, bro. See you.
Ta ta. Newstone 93.1, did you get 3 EMOs or 2?
2.
There should be a third one that you've got now. Gonna be back, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Two House Democrats about to travel to Israel to meet with Palestinian officials are instead banned from the country.
Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib were scheduled to visit Israel on Friday. Suspected of promoting the Boycott, Divest, Sanctions, or BDS movement, the members will be denied access in accordance to an obscure 2017 law in Israel that allows the government to deny entry to those who encourage these actions within the movement.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Jerusalem. The man who surrendered after an hours-long standoff with police during a drug bust in Philadelphia has not been charged yet, but District Attorney Larry Krasner says whatever they end up being.
These are more than enough charges so that Mr. Maurice Hill may never exit jail.
Six police officers were wounded, all are out of the hospital, and no one was killed. That DA calls it brilliant policing and maybe a little bit of a miracle. He says the suspect fired more than 100 rounds during the standoff. This is Fox News.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's and Swizzit Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Still a very hot day today with a high temperature in the upper 90s, perhaps 97, but the humidity level and the heat index a little lower today. Mostly sunny. Overnight low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Saturday continued very hot with a high in the upper 90s both days, but the humidity levels not awful, not extremely bad. Then on Sunday, hot and humid with a high in the mid-90s. So all the humidity is back by then. Scattered random hit or miss storms and rain chances get better on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. This is where we are.
Boots on the ground.
Okay, did you get that other email over there?
Indeed.
Good for you. Thank you. Tom Homan comes up with something that his former head of ICE, and this is up on my website, danmorrisshow.com, the video of burning the ICE facility in Washington State. Now, he's got some really good information in here. Listen to this story.
This morning, exclusive surveillance video from an attack we told you about last month. A suspect stormed a Washington State ICE facility armed with guns and explosives.
This as the FBI investigates what they call a brazen and violent attack on an ICE facility in Texas on Tuesday.
Here with more on his exclusive video and details is retired ICE director and Fox News contributor Tom Homan. Briefly walk us through what we are seeing in this exclusive video.
Well, that suspect attacked the Tacoma facility. First of all, he had a rifle. He was shooting numerous times into the building. And then he set fire to a vehicle, and you can hear later his attempt to set fire to propane tanks in his effort to burn the building down. And what this video shows is the violence involved in these attacks on ICE. If he would have been successful in burning that building down, you're talking about over 1,400 lives. There was over 1,300 immigrants in that facility, along with 100 employees. Thank God for the Tacoma PD. About 39 seconds in the video, you can hear them engage him. You hear numerous gunshots. And thank God the Tacoma PD, their professionalism and quick response, prevented the loss of hundreds and hundreds of lives. So hats off to them and their quick response.
Okay, so I wonder if this guy's going to be considered a domestic terrorist. He goes in the video, you see him with a rifle. He sets a car on fire. The building then is set on fire from that. But guess what he also did? He had a manifesto.
Oh, really?
Guess what type of person he is? Antifa.
Oh, really?
So have you been listening, hearing a lot about this on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC?
No, of course not.
This is in the second part of the story with Tom Homan.
Absolutely. Hats off to you for getting this exclusive video. I mean, we hear about these stories, we report them every day, unfortunately. But then to see this type of video really shows you how serious this is.
And that was my purpose. Look, I wrote an op-ed yesterday. You know, even though I was director, my family was threatened. I had armed security around my home 24/7 because they threatened my family. And it's just not against ICE agents. Even the people associated, like this company, GEO, and the companies that work with us in the detention management, their employees are being threatened. It even gets to the point where the left has pressured major banks to walk away from these companies so we can't build facilities or fund these facilities. So they're attacking immigration at all sides. And right. They don't understand. These detention companies actually do great service to this nation because 9 out of 10 of everybody ICE arrests is a criminal, either as a conviction for a crime or pending criminal charges. So these companies help keep our communities safe. But it's under attack. And I got blamed the Democratic hateful rhetoric that you hear from the squad, AOAC, the Speaker of the House, just about everybody running for president on the Democratic ticket wants to abolish ICE. We're Nazis, we're racist, we run concentration camps, and they wonder why people are emboldened to do these types of things.
Okay, so now he's going to come up with the Antifa portion of this whole thing. Listen in.
Tom, we look at this fire that was started by the guy with the gun and the propane tanks up in Washington State at the ICE Center. He wrote in a manifesto, "I am Antifa." And, you know, that was all part of his greed against ICE. But aren't these contractors, aren't the men and women of ICE the same people who worked for ICE and were contractors during the Obama administration? What's the difference now?
There is no difference. It's, you know, in my 3 decades of doing this job, I've never seen our elected officials use such hateful rhetoric against the Border Patrol and ICE. You know, they embolden these type of attacks, and they're quick to condemn El Paso and Dayton, that we all should condemn it. They want to blame the president's hateful rhetoric. I'm telling you right now, there's plenty of hateful rhetoric coming from the left, and we hear it every day from the politicians and the media, attacking the men and women who serve this nation. These men and women at ICE and Border Patrol, they strap a gun on their hip every day to enforce laws that Congress enacted. So these people standing on stage running for president and Speaker of the House, They're a part of Congress. They enacted these laws, and now they want to vilify the men and women of the Border Patrol and ICE for merely doing their job enforcing laws they enacted. It has to stop. If they want to call out the president and those who secure the border saying, you know, we're racist and we caused what happened in El Paso, which is totally false, then where's their anger? Where there's, I haven't heard one of them condemn these attacks on ICE officers. The shooting in San Antonio, when they shot into the building, missed an ICE employee by inches. It's a matter of time before one of our employees or Border Patrol agent or our families of one of our contractors is killed, murdered. And I don't hear anything from the left on that.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
Very good, my friend, and how are you?
I'm doing fine. Dan can't complain. Dan, I had a little quite disturbing thing this morning happen. I called one of the morning shows, but I wasn't able to deliver my message this morning, so I had a political conversation for today. I'm going to skip because I wasn't able to deliver this, but I wanted to put this out there today. Yesterday, I watched a show on TV, America Got Talent, and a little young boy named Cody. And this guy is outstanding, Dan. I don't know if y'all seen him in his original performances. This young man is autistic, and he plays a piano. And he is twice now blown up Twitter in this country, just unbelievable amount of votes come in for this young man. He's an outstanding pianist and singer. And last night, he did a performance, and he moved forward in the process. So I want to say to everyone out there that watched the show or didn't watch it, please go watch it if you can. And I want to thank Cody, because Cody gives me hope, inspires me, and fills me full of happiness and love. He's a very, very special person. Have you ever seen him, Dan?
I have not.
He is, if you Google him, or if Joey's there, you can Google him. And he is sweeping the United States as far as the recognition of his talents and with his handicap and stuff. And it's just remarkable, Dan. It's just remarkable. I'm sure a lot of the folks out there know exactly what I'm talking about. They watch America Got Talent. Last night they had some special guest on the show, and Cody was actually given the okay by an artist to sing the song he sung last night. And I believe it was Paul McCartney's song. And he gave him the exclusive rights, if I'm not correct. It was a famous, I think it was Paul McCartney. He did give him the rights to sing the song last night. It was magnificent and wonderful, and I think everyone needs to go watch it.
Well, I'll make a point to look it up.
All righty. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a good day.
You have a great day. Let's go to Jeff, the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you today, my friend?
Hey, Dan, I'm doing lovely. It's warm out here, but I wanted to thank y'all again for that Sweet Creek basket. We went down Saturday and got a bunch of maters and peaches and pickles and okra, and we had a Sweet Creek market date on Saturday.
I like that. And you use the word maters. I like that.
Yeah, I've had at least a half a dozen mater sandwiches since Saturday, so I was really looking forward to that.
No, you obviously were they good?
Oh, they were great. Hey, I wanted to ask you something. The Michael Fritz is a friend of mine, and that. He's running, I guess it's, what's that, District 74, maybe? And Miss Republican that he's running against, you know, didn't she run the school board into the ground for 8 years, and now she wants to go to a higher position? Am I understanding that correctly?
You're not understanding that correctly. She did not, in your words, run the school board into the ground.
Oh, okay. I thought she chaired the school board for 8 years.
But she didn't run into the ground to your term.
She was one of the few people really trying to fix things, and she kept running into roadblocks from other board members.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I asked. I wasn't understanding the whole story completely, so maybe that clarifies it a little bit. She just couldn't get the job done, evidently.
Well, the way you couch that, I think it's inaccurate. It's not. Let me tell you, the school board is a very dysfunctional body. It was a dysfunctional body. It's better now, but back during that time, it was very dysfunctional. Not because of poor leadership, but because of low-grade ore and the quality of people that were on the school board.
Yeah, that was my understanding. Yeah, that's what I thought. So, okay, well, that clarifies some things there. So, but I wanted to tell you again, you asked me to call back and let you know what I won and what I got with the gift basket. And it was truly, we had a great Saturday, got to talk to Reed and Karen, and while we were there, and they had live entertainment. It was a treat.
What time of day were you there on Saturday? Because I was there on Saturday.
We went down right around lunchtime, just after lunchtime, and I was going to eat some lunch there in the restaurant, but it was too crowded.
Yeah, it was packed, wasn't it?
I took my Maters and went home and made a Mater sandwich.
I like that.
All right. Well, thanks again, guys.
Thank you, Jeff. Congratulations.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
know this is going to kind of come as a shock to you guys. Everybody says she's looking good. But I'm getting something from a police contact over in Tioga County that somebody have had a drug relationship in the shooting that happened at this park.
Wait, something like that would happen in a park?
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Really?
You remember the lady that got shot in the head and outside of the Wall Exit Park? You remember that happened about 7 years ago?
I don't know, I'm drawing a blank.
She lived in the mobile home park that was right behind the park. She met this guy who also lived in the mobile home park and was doing a drug deal, and she had not paid him the previous time, and he'd shot her in the front seat of the car.
Well, that's just bad business.
Shoot your customer.
Man, that's terrible.
That is very, very bad. Yeah, we had some really good inside information on that one. Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are on a Thursday, Thumbs Up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big, old, fat thumbs up. Let's see which way we want to go here. Andrew McCarthy is going to be talking about the Jeffrey Epstein broken neck bones possibility.
Brand new details this morning surrounding Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide.
Yeah, the autopsy reportedly showing broken bones in his neck, raising more questions about his final cause of death.
Fox News contributor Andrew McCarthy served as chief assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York and had defendants in the same jail at one time or another. Apparently broken bones in the neck, but one in particular, the hyoid bone near the Adam's apple, which is more common in strangulation murders than suicidal hangings, it is written in this morning's papers.
Yeah, but what you just said, the word strangulation may be less important than the words more common. Mm-hmm. It's not inconsistent with suicide. And what I hate about these leaks is
autopsy leaks.
Any kind of leaks about investigations where people cherry pick what facts that they want to put out under circumstances where we know in most investigations we need to have a comprehensive understanding of everything. And you can put too much or too little emphasis on individual facts. To me, I would want to know if they actually had video of the common areas of the jail, mm-hmm. and they could tell whether someone else was able to get in and out of the cell. That, to me, would be at least as important a piece of evidence as what
this part of the autopsy. What do you think really happened?
I'm going to assume it was a suicide until there's powerful evidence that there's not. That's what it looks like to me, and I think there's gross incompetence here, and it's not surprising incompetence. That particular institution has not got a great reputation, even in federal circles.
Yeah, when you hear these leaks and something like that, you have to ask yourself, is there someone who gains from that kind of leak? And I would say that kind of changes the guards situation a little bit. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Gentlemen, you know, I have to see that picture of Bill Clinton in the dress. I can't help but think that he and Caitlyn Jenner really need to get together.
Where did you see it?
Well, I told my customer about it. She pulled it up on the phone, and really, I didn't want to look very much. It was pretty disturbing. And it reminded me of Caitlyn Jenner. These two need to get together and go shopping.
Yeah, let me tell you what, if there could be a seance with Jeffrey Epstein, that would be the question I was going to ask him. What inspired you to do that picture, the painting? Who did the painting? Because if it's true, it's discovered in his apartment in New York.
Right. I know, but have the Clintons responded to this at all, Dan?
No. No, they haven't. Of course
not. Not even a peep. Of course, I didn't hear it nowhere.
What are you going to say? It didn't happen? I guess the thing is that, well, I mean, so that's the way Jeffrey Epstein saw Bill Clinton? I mean, any answer that you give to that is not a good one for Bill.
Well, I mean, when you look at the photo, you're like, if the bra fits. I mean, you know.
The bra fits wet. This is life in the 21st century. If the bra fits wet, thank you, Joey, for bringing me up today. Mm-hmm. Golly, I wanted to ask this question yesterday, and Joey didn't get a chance to get it in. Has America ever devalued its currency in the fashion that China has been doing?
Yes.
It has. I didn't ask because I answered you off air. I said yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. When did that occur? How recent was it? And
how much time do you have?
Okay, I understand that may be complicated, but I don't remember.
No, it's really easy. Richard Nixon, basically, when he took everything off the gold standard, he devalued the currency immediately.
Well,
I'm talking about like 15%.
And before,
you mean that happened during Nixon's administration?
In 71.
Nixon took. It used to be, gold certificate and silver certificate bills.
Sure.
He took the gold away from the dollar bill, and he devalued the currency immediately.
Well, it was the classical gold standard, I thought, was a pretty good system, and FDR kind of got rid of that in the 30s. You didn't have the Bretton Woods system, and the country...
Well, he got rid of that because they were coming in and getting the gold, taking it back to Europe,
right.
And we didn't have anything left in Fort Knox, so he stopped.
That was one of the causes of World War II was... the Federal Reserve system and the gold system collapsed a lot of economies, didn't it? Did that have anything to do with Japan?
Well, Japan was because they were pissed off at us because we weren't going to give them oil.
Right.
And
I see. Okay,
what happened in Germany is you had rampant inflation because of the Great Depression. And so in 1938, you had inflation that was just crazy. And so the saying would be, you pull a wheelbarrow full of marks to a grocery store to go buy bread, they would dump out the money and take the wheelbarrow because it was the only thing of value.
So they were already devaluing the currency. It wasn't like Americans were going to the Fed and going, give us our gold. That wasn't allowed at Nixon's time. It was the European central banks going, we're calling all your debts, give us the gold.
Gold, yeah.
And Nixon said, no, we're not hooked to gold anymore.
Yeah, so we're going to go print you some money.
Under that guise, that is kind of
literally, ships were coming over with people. They were getting gold, putting them back on the ships and going back to Europe.
Yep.
And there was one that was sank by a U-boat, and it was just loaded with gold.
That's right. It sure was. And I did not realize that was tied to the devaluation of the currency.
Well, so that was because of the Great Depression, and they were going and buying dollars and then converting the dollars into the gold and taking the gold back to Europe.
One last question for you, Dan, investment. With all most of the market trading, I heard a statement this morning that 80% of trading is done with algorithms now. These giant market swings are pretty much computer generated, aren't they?
Well, a yes and a no to that. What happens is, for example, take the 50-day moving average. If you have a stock that drops below the 50-day moving average,